And time once again, ladies and gentlemen, for our weekly podcast as we pick winning pro football teams, or we certainly try to do. Michael Wade along with Jesse Michelli on the New Mix 99.5 WJBR and Pigskin Picks is on. The best part of this thing is you can go online at any time, even if you haven't participated so far this year. It's a nice opportunity for you to do so at mix995wjbr.com. You could win a weekly prize of a $100 gift card to Piccolina Toscana Restaurant and be eligible for the grand prize at the end of the season, the $200 plus a designer purse personally picked by our friend Ms. Michelli.
Yes, and I have very good taste. I will not let you down.
I will admit to that. It is brought to you by Delaware Public Auto Auction, the home of zero interest financing.
All righty. And we've got
Okay, ready?
Yeah, we've got, just want to make sure I don't miss the contest.
Tell me when you're rolling. I know.
We're rolling.
Okay. So let's get to week 10 in the NFL. I can't believe it's week 10 already.
Time flies by when you're having fun.
I guess in our first game of the week is the Thursday night game, Carolina versus Pittsburgh at home. Carolina is 6-2 on the season. Pittsburgh is 5-2-1. I'll tell you what, Steelers are tough at home. Oh, by the way, we're doing this without Rich today. We should mention that because last week we did it without you.
Right, so I guess next week we have to do it without you.
Okay, so next week I'm bombing out. That's all there is. Anyway, so Carolina's good. Pittsburgh at home is better. I say the Steelers win.
Okay, I'm going with the Steelers win.
Okay, you're just going to go with everything I say.
That's
I
not
know
true.
That.
That's
all
not
right.
True.
Detroit versus Chicago in Chicago. The Lions are a dismal 3-5. Chicago, the Bears, are at 5-3, and at home, they're pretty, pretty tough, and they're actually a pretty decent team this year, so I say the Bears win.
I agree. I say the Bears win. Detroit's having a bad season. Why would they win?
All right. Here comes the big game Sunday night. Dallas Cowboys versus the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, the Eagles better win.
At home. And I got to tell you that Dallas got embarrassed by the Tennessee Titans. And so I'm thinking that the Eagles probably are just in a right position again at home to win this one. So I say Eagles.
I say Eagles too. They just had a week off. They won in London.
Exactly.
They're ready to, you know, they're ready to start fresh and pick up where they left off.
And they usually do well after a bye week, so good for them. All right, New Orleans travels to Cincinnati to play the Bengals. New Orleans on a hot streak, and Drew Brees is probably having a record season there, 7-1 on the year. And they just beat the Rams last week. So against the Bengals, even at home against the Bengals, New Orleans wins that one.
Yeah, I'm going with New Orleans.
Okay. Atlanta at Cleveland. Atlanta all of a sudden just like came alive. They woke up all of a sudden, and that was wonderful to see that. And so I say the Falcons against Cleveland. Cleveland is Cleveland, no matter who coaches them and how many new people they bring in. They seem to rise to mediocrity at best.
That stinks.
Yeah, it is. So there you go. So I'm saying the Falcons win that one on Cleveland's turf.
Yeah, it's kind of a no-brainer. Atlanta's okay. Going.
This is going to be a tough one to figure. Jacksonville against Indianapolis. Both teams are 3-5. Neither one have been really impressive. Jacksonville, of course, coming off the loss in London to the Eagles. I would say Indianapolis only because they're home, but I really care less on either one of those teams.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to go with the Jaguars.
Okay.
All right,
there you go. So, okay, finally you go against me on this one. All right, Arizona versus Kansas City. The Chiefs are at home. Arizona's 2-6. They've only won two games this year. They're just god-awful. Kansas City is cream of the crop in the AFC West. So I say, yeah, KC at home rolls over the Cardinals easily.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
Cool. New England versus Tennessee. Tennessee Titans have surprised a couple of teams this year so far. And they're home, but I don't think they surprised New England.
You know what? Let's see them surprise New England. I think the Titans are going to win.
So you're going just a strict emotional pick
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Right. I think with my heart.
I will say with my head, New England wins that one. Washington versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday afternoon. The Redskins now 5-3. Tampa Bay's 3-5. Redskins just lost their last game, which was wonderful. Thank you to, I believe it was Tennessee that actually beat them. So anyway, probably Washington's not a bad team. Tampa Bay is not as great a team as they were, and they're having quarterback controversies right now. But at Tampa Bay, I would love to see them lose. So I'll just go with my heart and say Tampa Bay wins.
You know, I'm going with your heart, too. Buccaneers are going to win.
I do think the Redskins are going to win it, though. Buffalo at the Jets. Who cares? Pick, yeah. You know, flip a coin.
Heads, it's the Jets.
Okay. All right, Jets are at home, so I'll go with you on that one. Now, we're Oakland against the Los Angeles Chargers. Chargers actually looking pretty good. They're 6-2, and Oakland is just awful. And even though Oakland is home, I really don't think – I think they're laying back waiting until they move to Las Vegas. I really do believe that.
Okay.
And so at this Smart. Point, I'm saying that the Chargers will win that game against Oakland. Miami, Green Bay. This could be a decent matchup. Miami's 5-4. Green Bay's at home at the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field, although it probably won't be freezing on Sunday. I say Pack at home probably will win.
I say so, too. I mean, I can't imagine being a Miami Dolphin going up north to the cold and having to play.
Absolutely. And especially since you've been lying on the beach in the sun and all that other.
Exactly.
All right, two games left. That would be the L.A. Rams, who just got their first defeat last week. So they're M.A.D., all right, against the Seattle Seahawks that have not been all that impressive. They've only been impressive at times. They haven't been consistently impressive, whereas the Rams have been. Rams have an 8-1 record, as Seattle has a 4-4. I'm saying Rams come back strong after that loss to New Orleans.
I'm saying the Rams are coming back, too, especially if they're at home.
And in the Monday night game, oh, this is really a Monday night who cares game. The Giants, 1-7.
Ooh.
Versus the San Francisco 49ers, 2-7.
Oh, we've got some real football going on here.
Oh, my Lord. Just, you know, I probably more entertaining would be watching a test pattern, you know, or watching a cooking channel. So anyway, I say because San Francisco's home and they've got to travel to the West Coast, they're going to be tired. They're not very good. Of course, neither are the 49ers, but I think since the 49ers are home and they get to sleep in their own beds, they'll win.
I think so, too.
Okay. And that's our pigskin picks for the week. Again, you can go on our website, mix995wjbr.com, and do your own self picks, and hopefully maybe you'll be next week's winner. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Have a great day.